Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Welcome to All Paws Pet Talk Animal Rave. My name is Karen Watts, often known as Karen at PetOfTheDay.com, but also Karen at DogOfTheDay.com. And DogOfTheDay.com is the appropriate site to mention today because we are talking with Shorty Rossi, the star of Animal Planet's Pit Boss. Well, the star as well as Hercules, his pity. And his book is called 4 Feet Tall and Rising. Welcome to All Paws Pet Talk, Shorty.
Well, thank you, Karen, for having me on your show. How are you doing today?
I am good. I'm up here in Boston, so it's cold, but not too cold up here. It's 40 degrees, but I know our listeners in Florida think that's cold, and you might as well.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it's sunny in Los Angeles.
My husband usually points out how warm and sunny it is in Los Angeles. You know, I loved in reading your book finding out that when you were in Los Angeles, you lived in Watts. Now, Watts is my married name, and we went to Los Angeles for our honeymoon, so I saw Watts on the map, and I said to my husband, let's go there, and I had no idea what Watts was.
not the best place to be.
Well, yeah, especially because not only are we both white people, but we are very, very pale white people. And, of course, I had no clue. So he explained to me about the Watts riots and all of that. And so that, you know, it's not a good neighborhood to go into if you don't belong there.
Correct.
And so it was interesting that you ended up there, you know, and you stood out probably even more than I would. being a little person.
Back then, being a little person, also being Caucasian white, there was only like two people that weren't African-American, in the 80s. So it was unusual for me to be there, but it was a place that I was happier at with the problems I was going with my dad, you know, in middle-class Reseda. So I was happy there, believe it or not. And, you know, as long as you're happy of where you're at, it shouldn't be a problem, you know. You'd rather be happy than miserable.
Absolutely. I certainly understand. Not only are you a Caucasian little person, but with red hair, you know. It's like you couldn't have been more different from the normal residents if you tried. But, you know, family is family wherever you find it.
Yes, I definitely agree.
You know, and your show on Animal Planet is Pit Boss, and Hercules is your service dog. And I was interested to see that the first dogs in your life were not pit bulls.
No, they were actually Doberman Pinschers.
And so how did you – I know the Doberman was your mom's dog, right?
Correct.
And that's another breed that I know a lot of people, at least when I was a kid, people were afraid of them.
Yeah, they were. Even when they did get them when I was around, I think, 10 or 11, a lot of people were afraid of the dog because of the so-called reputation it once had.
And, you know, it's funny how the bad reputation seems to migrate from breed to breed to breed.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it went from Akitas to Chows to German Shepherds to Rottweilers to Doberman Pinschers, and now, you know, because of human ignorance, now they're going to pit bulls because, you know, the people that are giving these dogs a bad name don't realize that they're about, you know, they're on the verge of destroying our breed here.
And it's just such a shame, you know, it's not the pit bulls fault. It's not the pit bull's problem. It's all a human problem, but nobody's trying to push any legislation to ban humans.
No, I mean, and I agree. I mean, people don't realize in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, the pit bull was the American dog. They were nanny dogs. It was a star from the Little Rascals called Pete. They were the poster child for the military you know, a poster dog, excuse me, for the military. And what we did is that, as being Americans, we want to make everything bigger and stronger. And, you know, we made the pit bull stronger, the pit bull type breeds. And, you know, I don't understand why humans would train a dog of this power of nature to be vicious, even not even to be a guard dog. You shouldn't have a pit bull if you wanted to be a guard dog. And we try to educate people. If you want a family pet, train it and upbring it the right way, you're going to have a good dog. I live with 7 pit bulls and 1 Dogo Argentino, and I'm happy. You know, so we try to let people know, don't be idiots. These are too strong of a breed to train to be guard dogs or vicious, and that's why we got the bad rap. And most of the legislation that is going against the pit bull are people passing the laws that's never been around one, never owned one, never been bitten by one, or even know anyone that's been bitten by one. And so they're just going on making everyone else happy. But, you know, thanks to the 2 shows on Animal Planet, mine, Pit Boss, and Pit Bulls and Parolees, it's bringing awareness to the public of what pit bulls really are.
Yes, you know, when I was a child, I never met a pit bull when I was a child. My first dog was probably, best guess, German Shepherd Doberman Cross. And she was a dog that a lot of people were afraid of because she was black and had Doberman-like markings. But, of course, I thought she was the best dog in the whole wide world. And so I have a scar on my face because a neighbor's terrier came into our yard and I hugged him like I hugged my own dog. And he immediately chomped on my lip. And I was completely stunned. But I remember my mother explaining to me that that wasn't Reggie the dog's fault. That was my fault.
Yeah.
And
I mean, would you let some complete stranger come to you and give you a hug and kiss you in the face? No.
Well, unfortunately, I'm the kind of person who would. But I remember my mother, I was crying because I was so just stunned more than hurt. And she said, poor Reggie probably thought you were trying to squeeze him to death. You can't just hug strange dogs.
Well, and, I mean, you know, I always say a lot of people shouldn't have a dog like they shouldn't own a kid or own a gun.
Mm-hmm. You know, the humans are often the problem in any situation, but at least there are humans like you and like I grew up to be, who knows not to hug strange dogs now. Learned that lesson, have the scar to prove it. You know, that can help educate other people. You know, we're almost out of time for this segment, but we have so much more to talk about. Shorty, will you stick with me?
Yes.
Excellent. You know, folks, we have been talking with Shorty Rossi from Animal Planet's Pit Boss about his book, 4 Feet Tall and Rising, and, of course, about his breed, the subject of his show, his breed, his service dog, Hercules. And I have to say that I was so happy when I met you guys. You came up to New England last summer, and we met, and I shook your hand and gave you my card and all that. And Hercules was just the best, most patient dog in the whole wide world.
Well, that's what letting people know what pit bulls really are. I mean, it was kind of funny before the show aired on TV. I was always traveling for entertainment gigs, and as you know, Hercules is my service animal. And when we'd go to the airport, it was like the parting of the Red Sea because there's a service dog that's a pit bull. Now, because of Pit Boss and because of Hercules' fame, we go to the airport, it's like, okay, one more photo, we're going to miss our plane. So the show itself is just changing people's minds. And it, you know, and like you said, when people come up to us at the pet expos and other events and saying, you know, because of your show, my wife let me get a pit bull. Or because of your show, my mom is letting me get a pit bull. Or even I had a 90-year-old retired grandma saying, I now have a pit bull because of you. And that's our goal, is to change people's minds. We're not going to change everybody. You know, I'm not interested in training ignorant people. I'm, you know, that doesn't want to change their mind. But if we can change a handful of people and bring this breed back to the way it was, then I think we're doing a good job.
Excellent. We'll be right back with more of All Paws Pet Talk Animal Rave.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Back to All Paws Pet Talk Animal Rave. We are speaking today with Shorty Rossi from Animal Planet's Pit Boss. And before the break, we were talking about Hercules, his service dog. Now, he's a registered service dog who happens to be a pit bull. Now, he is your service dog for balance issues. Is that his official role?
It's like using a cane. I mean, since I'm lower to the ground, he's for my mobility. I have back issues where sometimes I lose my balance or I need help going up the stairs. Well, when I fall, he picks me up. He's been doing this for almost 7 years now.
I was going to ask how old he was because he was so calm and placid and accepting of, you know, a billion people at the expo saying, oh, can I have my picture taken with him and all that, that I thought, well, maybe he's an old dog. But then I saw him on the show a couple of weeks ago when you threw out the first pitch at a ball game, and he went after that ball like nobody's business.
Well, I mean, I'm very lucky with him. He's been docile like that since he's been like 2 years old. He's now 8 years old. I've had him since he's been 10 weeks old when we rescued a litter of puppies. And it's not of his age because he's like that. He's just that in nature, and I've been very lucky. And, you know, and I know he's getting old now, and I think maybe in a couple more years, I'm going to have to retire Hercules, and so we have a new dog that we just, you know, got in our family, which his name is Mario, and he's actually in training for Hercules' future job as, or past job as top dog.
Yes, but I know Hercules will always, you know, no matter what, he will always have a spot in your heart.
Of course. I mean, he's right now in the living room with me, laying on the couch, you know, probably like, okay, are you almost done yet? So, you know, he won't go too far from me or let me go too far away from him.
Yes, and, you know, it must be different bringing him with you places. As you mentioned, now that the show is on, more people are accepting of that. How old were you when you got your first pit bull?
I was around 14 years old. In the neighborhood where I was at, of course, in Watts, most of the pit bulls were being used for dog fighting or breeding. I ended up getting this male dog as more of a friend, a companion, you know, because of, you know, it was rough trying to be in that area, even though I was happy. And the dog went everywhere. I named it after my mom's dog, Coco. And, you know, he was part of me. He was sleeping in the bed with me, everything. And he walked around with me, didn't even need a leash on him or nothing. And so that was my first pit bull, and I understand, you know, that pit bulls are misunderstood, and I can relate to that because a lot of times little people are misunderstood. They don't think that we're doctors, lawyers, business people. We're not just in the circus or an elf or an Oompa Loompa on TV. So I kind of bond with that, and like, you know what? This is my thing of giving back to life, back to society, is for the pit bull and the pit bull cause.
And it's so good that you have not only have the foundation to help rescue pit bulls, but that now the show is on so that it gets seen all over the world. Now, one of the things I have to ask is, do you often, I know TV shows are edited, but do you get calls for a pit bull rescue and you show up and it's not a pit bull at all?
Yeah, most definitely. Sometimes it's a pit bull mix or they think it's a pit bull and, you know, and it's nowhere, near a pit bull type of a dog. So, you know, that's, again, where people make the assumption that, a pit bull type dog, he's going to, you know, he's running around our yard, he's going to kill somebody. I'm like, not even a pit bull, people. But that's what happens when people think something, you know.
Yep, when people believe, you know, the media hysteria and all the everything that's not real that they hear. Now, one of the things that often surprises me is how often people will be, I've been doing dogoftheday.com with my husband since 1998, and people will get told their dog is one thing at the shelter, and it turns out, you know, it grows to be twice the size of what they were told. And my own brother got a puppy that he was told was a Labrador Border Collie mix, and he and I looked at her and said, there's no Border Collie in that dog. And as she grew, it turned out she's probably Lab Dalmatian, but somebody said to him, oh, well, she's got to be a Pitbull mix. I'm like, she's black and white and has short hair. That doesn't mean she's a Pitbull.
I know the problem with, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who think they know everything when they work at dog shelters or rescue groups, and they're, you know, so easy, what's a Pitbull mix? I'm like, there's no Pitbull in the dog. If anything, maybe it's 10%. I mean, you know, and, you know, a lot of times they are Pitbulls and they don't want to label them as Pitbulls, and they'll say it's a, you know, a terrier mix so they can actually get the dog out of the pound. But, you know, we don't, you know, fortunately, people make judgment calls that they shouldn't be able to make. But, you know, we're not in a perfect world, and as long as we still continue the fight for the positive, you know, awareness of what Pitbull type dogs, or I think we got a long way to go, but we're going there.
We're going there, and we're making progress every day. You know, I'm hoping you'll be able to stay with me a little longer than we scheduled, because right after you were in Massachusetts last fall, the governor signed legislation banning all breed-specific legislation in the state, which I was very excited about. And now,
yes,
there's
and I'm aware of that.
And now somebody's trying to have a bill that they're trying to say, well, we think that's overreaching, that the state shouldn't be able to tell municipalities what they could do. And we know they're trying to sneak breed-specific legislation exemptions in. And I don't think it's going to fly, but there are always people who seem to have this agenda.
You know, I mean, they're more, you know, worried about putting restrictions on dogs when they should be fighting to put restrictions on humans.
You know, I often have thought it should be harder to get a dog. There are people who complain, well, I want to get this rescue dog, and there are all these questions they were asking me and all these things they were demanding of me. But I say, you have to understand, they want to make sure that dog is going to a good home, and some of the rescue groups can be very stringent, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, say that, oh, I live in a house or blah, 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 you know, or no, I own the house when they rent it, and they're, you know, they're owners of the house doesn't allow dogs, so they have to check. And a lot of times people do adopt dogs with the intention of using them as bait dogs or fighting dogs. We have to follow through with people. You have to be responsible, because it's getting a dog and throwing it in the backyard and throwing some water and food back there. You shouldn't have one. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's not, you know, I was raised with a dog is a member of the family. I tell people I was raised by a Sheba, who was the German Shepherd, probably Doberman mix, and as well as my parents, but my dog was the one who taught me to look both ways before I crossed the street. And, you know, she in the house and part of the family.
And, I mean, like, again, it's, you know, teaching people the right way. Stop, you know, complaining what the rescue shelters are doing, because they're trying to do their job and make sure that this dog doesn't end up in a dog pound and be euthanized. So, you know, they're trying to do their job the best way they can, and, you know, they fall under a lot of pressure because they're dealing with people that are not the brightest ones in the world.
That's right, and just because you have good intentions, that doesn't mean the 100 people that came before you had, you know, pure hearts and good intentions themselves.
Exactly.
Shorty, we are running out of time for this segment. Would you stick with me for one more?
One more segment? Yes, not a problem.
That would be great. Tell Hercules just a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes. But, you know, when I met him, he was just so infinitely patient that you can tell him I was completely impressed by him.
Yeah, he's not impressed. He's still giving me the eye.
Well, you know, being on the radio is just not that exciting for him, I'm sure. You know, folks, we will be right back with more All Paws Pet Talk Animal Rave, speaking with Shorty Rossi of Animal Planet's Pit Boss.
Your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk, and we are still talking with Shorty Rossi, whose book is 4 Feet Tall and Rising, and it's quite a book. I got the book and read it straight through, and it's an amazing book in that you've had quite a life that people don't get to hear about much on the show.
Well, I mean, that's why, I mean, a lot of stuff that, you know, we purposely left out of the show so we can have something to talk about in the book, and, you know, a lot of stuff they, of course, they don't show on the show that's in the book. So a long time goal, I've been wanting to write a book, and, you know, finally I was able to do it, and our ghostwriter did an excellent job of just really taking the words that I spoke and putting them on paper.
Yes, I thought the ghostwriter did such a great job, because it really, the book sounds like you. You know, it's not like somebody filtered everything out.
No, and that was part of the discussion of, you know, well, can we do it Shorty's way? Are people going to be offended? And then we all agreed that, well, it wouldn't be right if it wasn't my way, you know. And so they, you know, Random House thankfully let me be me. And, you know, I think we came out with a good product for people to, you know, take away, that no matter what happens in your life or what you do, you can actually still, you know, make your dream come true.
And not only make your dream come true, but, of course, you are out there saving pit bulls every day.
And, yeah, and it's a thing of, you know, I get to go to work with dogs. I get to go home with dogs. I get to travel with dogs. I think, you know, I have no complaints in my job assignment.
That's right. You know, I have worked in all of the offices that I've worked on, except for my first job. The other offices that I worked on all had a dog at the office. And other people said, well, that's really weird. And I thought, no, that's just right. That's how life should be.
It definitely has been. I mean, a lot of people that come to our office, it's like a zoo sometimes. So there can be 5 or 6 pit bulls running around, little people running around. You know, then you have the camera crew running around, and it's a lot of excitement going on. But it's what I love doing, and I don't think I wouldn't know what else to do if I didn't help out dogs.
Yes, and, you know, it's so funny because we do dogoftheday.com, and we have never, ever discriminated against any particular breed, nor would we. You know, I know that there are people who were afraid of my dog when I was growing up just because she was a black dog. People thought she was vicious. My mother once saw a traveling salesperson walk backwards down the driveway because my dog sat at the door and barked her polite little bark to get in, and he thought she was going to, you know, be vicious and rip his head off. And it was all just because of her color, you know?
That's what our society does, unfortunately.
And I have told people that, you know, the most vicious thing I've ever found about a pit bull that I've met is I have ended up with bruises from the tail. They have very strong tails, and if you're not paying attention and they're happy, you can get whacked about the shins a bit.
You can, yeah, either the tail or the stampede that we got at our house when we let them out for their first potty breath of the morning. It's like, you know, clear the way or you're going to get ran over. Ashley's been ran over several times, so has Ronald and Sebastian. So, you know, now everyone hears the stampede of dogs. They just get out the middle of the hallway.
That's right. Just flatten yourself against the wall. They might not even notice you. They're not running you over.
They don't. They're like, get out the way. We got to go pee, you know.
And they're built so low to the ground that they're like little tanks.
Yeah, they're solid machines that just keep on running and tear down the screen door so you don't open it.
So there are definitely things you have to worry about if you own a pit bull. Them being vicious is not really one of them.
No, it's that these dogs are highly intelligent, very smart. And they're high maintenance because they're intelligent and strong. And, you know, they require a lot of exercise. And if you can't take your dog outside for a walk and don't have enough backyard space, you don't need a pit bull. Because when a pit bull gets bored, a lot of things happen that you're not going to like in your house.
I tell everybody, a bored puppy is a destructive puppy. It doesn't matter what the breed is. And if you have an intelligent breed like a pit bull or a border collie or many breeds, you know, a bored puppy becomes a destructive puppy. You don't give that dog a job. Yeah. He may decide his job is to eat your wall or your couch.
It happens, and trust me, we've been through a lot of couches in our house throughout the years.
But, you know, the dogs are worth it. There's just nothing like being woken up by a cold, wet nose in the morning to start your day.
Yeah, more than one at that.
Yes, you know, and that was one thing. I know I lost my own mom to Lou Gehrig's disease, and they had a St. Bernard at the time, and I know that having a dog was the one thing that kept my dad going. Because no matter how down he felt about his wife of many years being sick, you know, there's that cold, wet nose saying, but Dad, you know, you got to get out of bed because I got to pee.
Well, I look at it, I'd rather come home to a pack of dogs than come home to a human who may be cheating on you, may rob everything out of your house or whatever. The worst thing a dog has done in our house is somebody, you know, who peed in the kitchen. I mean, that's the worst thing.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's easy to clean up, and kitchen tile can be replaced, and even couches, you know.
I wouldn't change nothing that's going on in my life right now. Everything is, you know, happy. All we have to worry about now is saving more pit bulls and spreading awareness of what these dogs really are.
That's right, and I will, you know, keep you guys surprised. I am certain that this new attempt at getting breed-specific legislation, sneaking it through, is not going to pass in Massachusetts, not in my state anyway. So you can be sure you and Hercules and all the pitties will always be welcome up here.
Yeah, we'll be back there later this year in Boston. I know that.
Well, we will always be glad to see you. And, you know, if people want to contact you and find out more information about, you know, pit bulls or how to contact you or how to contact any organizations to help pitties where they are, is there a website or some place where you could want to direct them?
Yeah, they can go to shortysrescue.com, S-H-O-R-T-Y-S, rescue.com, and it'll take you to the different things that we do. You can learn more about pit bulls on this site. Learn more about, you know, who's with us, our different dogs that we have available for adoption, and even, you know, look at the profiles of my 8 dogs that I have. So, you know, they can also, we got Facebook, which is Shorty, Rossi, and Hercules, and even Twitter, so we can follow us where our daily things that we do. We post pictures every day, all day long, of what goes on with my dogs and the dogs that we rescue and everything else. And we're very, you know, into social media because we want to hear from our fans. At the same time, we don't want our fans to know what we're doing, too.
That's right. And, you know, the more people who watch the show or read your book, who learn about what great dogs pit bulls can be and how just silly breed-specific legislation and all the media stereotypes are, the better, I think.
It's great. I mean, and hopefully Animal Planet will keep on keeping pit bull-related shows on their network and keep everybody aware of what these dogs really are.
That's right. You know, any dog is only as good or as bad as the people who raise it, train it to be. And so, you know, you can have a vicious poodle and a mimby-pamby pit bull or vice versa. It has nothing to do with the breed. It has to do with how you treat it.
Correct. And, you know, I mean, we got some more work to do and we're not going to stop what we're doing. And, you know, hopefully this will be my motivation and my job, my task, whatever you want to call it, till the day I don't wake up, which hopefully that's a long time away.
That's right. And there will be a dog poking you with the nose, at least one, if not eight, in the morning to get you out of bed every day until then. I want to thank you so much for being with us, Shorty.
Well, thank you too, Karen. Don't forget to let everyone know to watch us on Animal Planet every Saturday at 9 o'clock. And also in March on AnimalPlanet.com, Hercules is coming out with his own webisode show called Shorty's Top Dog. So it'll be interesting.
Oh, that'll be fun too. We look forward to it. Thank you so much, Shorty. And folks, we'll be right back with more All Paws Pet Talk Animal Rave.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS, on the web at myfiaa.com.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog or cat a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Save 20% now at supergravy.com. Just enter radio at checkout. Try Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet. Your pet will love you for it.
I'm hungry. Tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food.
Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk Animal Rave. We are talking to Brent live from the show at the Orlando Global Pet Expo. Welcome to Animal Rave, Brent.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? Yes, we are. We're at the show. We're a new vendor here, new person at the Lucky, with our Lucky Pet brand. And we are a new vendor with all natural pet treats, 100% human grade quality ingredients. And we're proud to say that we're a U.S.-made or manufactured brand, and we're out of the Midwest with the finest quality ingredients grown from the Midwest farmers here in America. So we have no preservatives in our product. We're additive-free, and we have a great response going on at the show with our new introduction.
Excellent. Now, do you do dog treats or cat treats or bunny treats or what kind of products do you have?
We offer a full assortment, actually. Dog and cat is the most common, but we also offer small animal treats and also for birds. And within each of these different treats, we offer a variety of flavors from berries to sweet potato and pumpkin. Some of our treats are a low-fat treat, in fact, also. And We've had some fun with some holiday-themed treats, too, this year, actually. Introduction of the holiday, Halloween, and Valentine's, too, in fact.
Now, what do you do for a holiday, for a Valentine's-themed pet treat?
Well, of course, you know, by the usual color of the reds and the pinks, you know, we had some fun with the shapes that we offer our treats in, with the hearts and that. And, of course, the packaging lends itself to any pet owner to give their loved ones or pets also a treat, you know, along with the packaging that comes along with that same type of theme.
That's right. And, of course, you want to keep all pets away from any chocolate Valentine treats that are around. So it's good to have their own treats.
No, we don't. Yeah, we don't do anything like that at all. No, our treats are strictly food-colored, but they're all their natural ingredients. We don't have any wheat, soy, or corn products in our treats. The holiday-themed ones, we do decorate a little bit with some sprinkles and some food coloring, though, to give it that sense of the holiday time.
That's right. And do you have a website where things are available? I know you're there on the show floor today, but, you know, I'm in Boston. I don't think I'm going to make it to see you.
No, that's fine. Yes, we do. Our website address is luckypetbrands.com.
And is Lucky Pet Brands named after a specific pet?
No, it's not. It's just a name that we felt was fun and would catch an attention, and I think the logo speaks for itself. So, no, it was just the creative nature or juices of everybody that's involved.
Because I've known my husband and I, as well as me doing the radio show, we do petoftheday.com and dogoftheday.com and catoftheday.com, and we have often had pets nominated named Lucky. And it's usually the pet,
sure,
you know, that was rescued, and so they feel lucky that
No, that's true. That would be the common sense, obviously, to think that this was named after a better source. But no, not at all. We just felt, you know, it was a name that we'd like to go with. And, you know, again, the product packaging kind of ties in with the whole theme of things. Very organic looking, and it's just got a good, well-rounded feel to it. So, and I think that's the sense we're getting here while we're at the show this year.
Well, and it's good that everything is, you said it's all made in the U.S., it's sourced from U.S. ingredients, because I know a lot of the concerns of people, a lot of the recalls have to do with products that are from China or from unknown places.
Well, that's correct. And before we even have encountered some of those issues and recalls that have transpired in recent months, we've been manufacturing our treats from the U.S. here since the beginning. And that's what we prided ourselves on. Our bakery has been in business doing this for 15 years, in fact. And, you know, that's a key factor for any manufacturer. If they can claim that their products are from the U.S., which ours are, and we're proud to be a part of that. So, yeah, that's absolutely a key element.
And I was impressed that you said it was human-grade product injured, because when I was in college, I had a girl down the hall whose boyfriend ate dog biscuits. And so I was always wondering, you know, is that indeed safe? But I guess yours would be.
Well, that's, you know, long story short, our bakery started off as a consumer goods bakery. And a lot of the ingredients are a mix between the consumable side of our bakery and obviously our pet treat bakery. And that standard obviously is very high, and our ingredients are very clean. So we were able to take that same ingredients and create obviously these treats that derive their own natural flavoring and sweetness from the ingredients that we use. But obviously we eliminate not putting sugars in there and the preservatives, like I mentioned before. So that's what's nice about it. Quite honestly, I mean, anybody could eat one of these. You might not like the less sweet side of it that we've accustomed ourselves to because of all the sugars that we add in our own food or diet. But no, for a pet, these are perfect.
And I'm glad that you do small animal treats and bird treats too, because there are people who get birds and don't realize that they have very specific needs. Not every bird can just survive on the bird seed that you see in the store for wild birds.
Exactly. And ours are all baked, in fact, so they're almost like a cookie, if you will. But what we've done, for instance, with our bird treats is, you know, they've got a hole in the center side, and as many cages, bird cages have, you know, these treats or toys and that are hung from ropes or chains inside of these bird cages, and that can be done with our treats also so that they can be picked at by the birds that are, eating these. And then for the small animals, quite honestly, my son has a hamster, doesn't want to touch regular food, only wants to eat the cookies you give him, these berry blasts that we have. So
so you have your own test subjects in-house.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to go somewhere to start. And I know my dog's one of the finicky ones, and now you won't touch anything else but these.
You know, I have been at events. We have gatherings of people from our website, from dogoftheday.com sometimes, and I had baked some cookies that were people safe and dog safe. And one person said to me, well, you know, Sierra's not going to take that from you. She doesn't eat anything but her own food. And Sierra took it right from me and asked for another. And her person was just stunned. And I said, well, she knows what's, you know, tasty and what's good.
Right. Well, what I've come to find is with some of the sales and customers that we try to sell our treats through, that many of these buyers, they like to take a sample or a package to their own pets, their personal pets, and they give it the true test. That hopefully determines whether we've got an account to sell to or not. So, yeah, that's not uncommon. But,
you know, dogs have such a much better sense of smell than us that they can tell just by looking at it. You know, they can smell it. They don't have to hold it right to their nose to be able to smell it from a couple feet away to know whether they're going to want to eat that or not.
Well, no, that becomes routine, doesn't it? I mean, in my household, I know we've got our treats in a certain area, and as soon as you put your arm in that cupboard, they know something good's going to come out. So, yeah, dogs, and I have dogs, as we are well aware, they need to believe be much smarter than what they are or what they tend to believe. So,
that's right. Well, we know who's in charge.
That's exactly. So, and I guess I'll mention one more thing now that I think about it, too. We're in a beginning stage of this, but we're actually introducing also a new bake-your-own dog treat. So that kind of becomes a fun family activity, especially with some kids or youngsters in a family, to make some treats for their own pets. So that's something new that we've come out with and hope to have a huge success with. So it's a little bit of a different avenue than what we're traditionally offering to our customers with our product line.
Well, Brent, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to tell
everyone. I appreciate having us on, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, our website is allpawspettalk.com. That's P-A-W-S, pettalk.com, allpawspettalk.com. And you can listen to the show 24/7 at WPETtalkradio.com. From your computer or your cell phone or wherever you are. And thanks, everyone, for being with us. We'll be back next week with more All Paws Pet Talk Animal Radio.